Hi, I'm Steve Clapham, and welcome to a new Behind the Balance Sheet podcast. We're calling this Beyond the Balance Sheet. And I'm joined by Hugh Van Steenis, Vice Chair of Oller at Wyman, and climate expert. Hugh, why are we doing this?
Well, Steve, great to see you. Look, I think the end of free money and energy security are profoundly changing the way investors think about energy transition. And so we've teamed up together to think about how do you make money around decarbonization? What are the opportunities and also what are the risks? And just give you one example. You know, last year, the Clean Energy Index was down by about 21%, almost the mirror opposite of how much the S&P was up. And this year, it's already down by the end of January, another 10%. I think part of that's the end of free money, but it means investors, big asset owners that we both know, are really questioning what is the right way to think about this investment opportunity. And I think, you know, what's really exciting to me is that this is both private equity, public equity, credit, real estate. There are many different manifestations. So I think we wanted to get ahead around where are the opportunities and how do you avoid the pitfalls.
And we're going to invite a few different guests. We're going to get private equity players. We're going to get some independent people. We're going to get some enthusiasts and some skeptics. What are you hoping to learn from all of this?
We both know there's no one way to invest. There are many different routes to success. And so what I'm really intrigued by is what are some of the smartest minds thinking about where are the opportunities? Is it the picks and shovels of transition, or is it companies are actually decarbonizing? You know, is it long solar or is it short solar? I think there's some really interesting opportunities to think through. And so I'm really keen to learn, you know, what are the smartest minds thinking about?
And the point about all this is a lot of hype around the whole ESG thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to remove some of that hype. I hate the ESG concept. G for governance. I mean, how can you make an investment without having governance? And S for social. I mean, why am I going to worry about how diverse the business is? If I'm investing in a company, I want it to be well managed, and well managed means having diversity, right? So we're going to drill into that E part, which kind of seems to not get quite as much attention as perhaps it should. I mean, because it should be the key thing that we're looking at. And hopefully we're going to remove some of the mistake. And I had a cup of coffee yesterday with a pal of mine who's a very smart investor. And we were talking about this whole area, and he was saying they've got a much, much higher carbon footprint than the index. And I'd never heard anybody mention that before. So I think this is the, you know, the way the really thoughtful people are looking at it. They're looking at it, I don't want to invest in Microsoft because it's emitting less than ArcelorMittal, because if Microsoft removes 100% of its emissions, it will make less impact to the planet than if Arcelor removes, I don't know, 1%, probably. I don't know what the numbers are. Have you got any thoughts on that?
No, so look, I mean, there's absolutely. So my boss, Mark Carney, has a nice line that sort of finance needs to go where the emissions are. I mean, if you think about this as a business problem, if we want to reduce the amount of carbon on the usage on the planet, then we need to help those folk who are most carbon intensive reduce. How we then, as an investor, think about how you make money around that pathway, particularly because it would be blooming expensive and very capital intensive, I think there's a real, you know, you need to be very shrewd around that. I mean, the second is, as you said, Steve, the emissions are very concentrated. Bridgewater's got a great piece which shows that basically less than a third of the companies represent almost 90% of the emissions of the global index, equity index. And I think it's those thinking about those big, you know, seven or eight industries is really where, you know, that's where the focus is.
So look, I first got interested in climate change when I saw Al Gore speak at a conference in 2006. And I had various attempts at trying to invest and make money out of climate change, all of them pretty unsuccessful, really, because I couldn't find good investments. But I think there is real opportunity now, and hopefully we're going to learn about that. Obviously, my company and my podcast is called Behind the Balance Sheet, so I'm calling this Beyond the Balance Sheet. And I'm also going to write a newsletter around this, because I want to make sure that I'm learning and share those learnings with my subscribers. If you want to sign up to newsletter, you can do that at beyondthebalancesheet.com substack.com, and you can find the podcast in the usual channels in the Behind the Balance Sheet feed. Hugh, I'm really, really grateful to you for agreeing or having the idea to do this. I'm really excited. I think we're going to learn a lot, and I think we're going to really explore some areas where people haven't explored.
I'm really excited by it, and we've got some stellar guests, as you said.
Thank you.